Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, I've talked about this before. Sometimes, man, Tuesdays feel worse than Mondays, man. You just wake up and you go, oh, boy.
I don't know.
I got one of those going on today. But you know what? I'm still probably not going to have as bad of a day as these two little girls did at a zoo in North Carolina. They were at the zoo. They were trying to make friends with a baboon. And, what do baboons do when they don't like you? They pick up their droppings and give it a toss.
Oh, I thought they did that when they like you.
Oh, you think that's, I'll give this baboon credit. We need to get him on the Mariners, man, because this dude, he got it right in the strike zone. He nailed one girl right in the face with his poop.
In the face.
Oh, God. And you can hear the dad choking because, well, it don't smell good.
I'll give you food.
There he is. Uh-oh.
Look.
Oh,
my God.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Where's the napkin? We need a napkin.
I'm looking at the video.
Oh, I know. Oh, man. She just gets nailed.
Baboon just like aggressively threw his dung. It's like, I'll give you food. All right, I'll give you poo.
Wow.
And the kid does not look happy.
No.
I don't know why.
I don't understand why, man. I mean, all you did was just get nailed with some poop in the head.
Well, that's the last time that they bother that baboon.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know what? This is a video that needs to be seen. Help you start your day. Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Oh, man.
Wow. I mean, just what an... Well, I was going to say S show, but that's probably not the right term to use. Or maybe it's the perfect term to use, but... Kid's sad, dad's choking.
Let me hear
monkey's
that.
Monkey's happy.
I love this, man. You got to check out this video because, you know, their little kid's going, oh, it's going to be a fun time. I want to talk to the baboon. Hi, baboon. I got food. And the baboon just says, okay, I got two piles of my action.
Oh, I'm looking at the video in the beginning. You can see one of the girls throws food at the baboon.
Oh.
All bets are off.
Yeah, that's.
You want to throw something at me, I'm going to throw something back at you. The only unfortunate thing is he didn't hit that girl with his dung. He hit it the sister.
Yeah, the sister who just wasn't bothered. I mean, she's like, I'm going to stay back here thinking I'm safe.
Yeah, sis, why'd you throw something? I'm the one who has to deal with it now.
Yeah. And now, you know what? I don't think we should hire the baboon for the Mariners because obviously he got the wrong target,
you know? Right.
Yeah, so she thinks she's doing a good thing and her sister gets nailed with dung. Baboon action.
I'll give you food.
There he is. Uh-oh. Look.
I hate this place.
Oh, God.
That's awesome.
Are you okay?
You're
Oh, yeah.
You're okay.
Where's the napkin? We need a napkin.
Oh, man.
Where's a napkin?
And I love how he goes, uh-oh. He knows something's about to happen, but it's not like he does anything about it. He just keeps filming.
I love the one kid, too, going, I hate this place.
That's so great.
You think she hated it before that or just after?
This may have been a long line of reasons.
I have a feeling that she's been bitching the whole time.
This was the last straw. Like, I told you. Why can't we go someplace inside with like bouncy houses or something?
One texter says, poker term, deuces never loses.
Deuces never loses. Oh, yeah, you're right, Steve. The other girl just throws something. The other girl goes, okay, this is a game you're not going to win, kid.
Do you think it was, I mean, did he have that ready, like just in case if anyone pissed him off? Like he just had that set to the side?
Like a snowball fort. You know, you have, right. you have a bunch of, you know, a bunch of blank balls, a bunch of S balls ready to go.
I've had it. I'm grabbing it. I'm taking it. Stop throwing crap at me. I'm throwing it back.
Maybe you guys will let me go back to my house in the jungle somewhere, okay? Because this is what's going to happen. Wonder how many times this baboon has tossed his feces at somebody. You know, is this a you know, first time? I can't believe this is the first time.
You think he's had meetings with like the HR people there at the zoo? Like, hey, look, come on.
God, buddy, I know you listen. I know we kidnapped you and everything, but you got to stop throwing your poop at people. Oh, yeah. What are you going to do about it? I'm the only baboon you got here, buddy.
I wish us humans could handle problems like that. Just get annoyed with someone, you just fling it at him.
What do you think the Rev does? He doesn't fling his poop, but he just drops gas everywhere.
It's a solid point.
Yeah. It's sometimes it is solid. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's a great
I hate this place.
You would know where you stand. It's like, okay, I guess I shouldn't be bothering this person.
Yep.
You know, if they just started throwing their feces at you.
Yeah, those kids will never bother a baboon again.
That's what you need to do, Steve. You just need to leave, you know, around your office. Just leave a pile.
Okay, I'll put it on your desk.
Why on my desk?
Because you're the one who I want to leave me alone.
Oh, no, I should probably get out. Yeah, you're right. I just have food, though, Steve. I got food for you. No? Here he comes.
Don't eat that chocolate, BJ.
Okay. We got a Bremerton woman who is behind bars because of a butt dial. Yeah, Steve will tell you all about this at 6:18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Yeah, Pain in the Grass. It's finally here Sunday at White River. We've got Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Anthrax, our buddies at Window Pane. This is going to be awesome. And you can get in. And you can get in at a decent price, too. We've got a deal on 4 packs of reserve tickets. You can get those now. You want all the info? You want to find out about the shuttle service to the, you know, from the Outlet Collection to the Pain in the Grass? You want to find out about all? Hey, you know what you can do. Just go to KISW.com.
Well, he's no Pulitzer Prize winner. Hell, he can't even pronounce Pulitzer. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Kill Mortgage for giving us news and sports. And a woman got a warrant out for her arrest. She's based in Bremerton, and she got busted by her butt. She butt-dialed 911. Bremerton dispatchers got a call. They could hear an angry woman yelling to a guy they believe was her boyfriend. She was mentioning something about scratch tickets and illegal activities. Well, officers went to the home to see what was up, and when they arrived, they could hear the woman, the dispatcher, because she's still talking to the 911, not realizing it because it was a butt dial, but they could hear her saying, oh, I just saw the police, and I'm not going to jail. So what does she do? When the officers enter her home, she tries giving a fake name. They're like, we're not stupid. Yeah. You're this person.
Yeah.
And they realize that, yes, she has an outstanding warrant for trafficking in stolen property.
Really?
And you got to love the Bremerton Police Department. I like what they had to say about this whole situation. Quote, the jail takes away inmate cell phones, so she should be able to avoid this problem, at least for a while. No more butt dialing.
Genius.
Some residents who live across the street from the Bellevue Downtown Park, not very happy with everybody who's playing.
Oh, boy.
Pokemon!
What's going on?
Apparently, there's a park that's supposed to close at 11 p.m., but because there's water in this park, and there's a lot of people showing up to the park, creating lures, it's a hot spot. It's a hot pokey stop.
Oh.
So some people are staying there. I can't stand that music. Some people are staying there until like 3 in the morning.
Whoa.
And again, like we said, the park's supposed to close at 11, so there's some complaints about noise, complaints about damage. Apparently, there's some spots that they're still working on at this park, so there's a fence put up. Well, what do these Pokemon people do? They're knocking that fence over.
Oh, they're just lovely people, aren't they? I know that park, as a matter of fact, too.
People got to get their Jigglypuffs, man.
Yeah, got to get their Jigglypoops.
And this is a crazy story for some firefighters in South Seattle. They had a battle in tense smoke as a South Seattle legal marijuana grow op went in flames.
Oh, man.
When the firefighters arrived, the smoke was so thick that they had to enter the building blind, basically. There was a strong smell of burning marijuana, so soon afterwards, the firefighters were spotted at an Old Country Buffet battling a severe case of the munchies.
Yeah, really.
Hey, you know, Ken Griffey Jr., he gave his speech at Safeco Field a little while back, and he told the fans, hey, keep supporting the team, but he also told the team to, quote, keep fighting And that's become the mantra for the team. They use that as a hashtag on everything. And that mentality has been in full force. Mariners won yesterday thanks to Nelson Cruz, hit his 30th home run. Felix Hernandez struck out 8, pitched until the 7th. And the Mariners have won 9 of 10. They beat the Angels last night, 3-2. The Angels have now lost 11 consecutive games.
Whoa, there's a story of two teams going in different directions.
Edwin Diaz, he earned the save with a perfect 9th, and that means he's converted all 7 save opportunities since moving into that closer role back on August 2nd. The Mariners are now 63-54.
Yeah.
Looking pretty good. Second place, and they're just right behind everybody in the wild card race, a couple games back. So, and apparently all the teams that are in the wild card race are going to be playing each other. So some of these teams are bound to lose.
Yeah, the Mariners have a great opportunity, you're right, because, yeah, you're right. They're going to gain ground on somebody if they keep winning.
Absolutely. In the Olympics, what's up, U.S.?
What's up?
You didn't win any gold medals yesterday. Disappointed.
No.
But they still lead with 26 gold medals. They won 2 silvers and 4 bronze medals yesterday. That means the United States now leads with 75 medals.
That's a lot of medals.
A huge lead ahead of China, who's in second with 46 medals.
Yeah, China.
Take that. As far as weather, 73 degrees and sunny. And thank you, Tony's Pizza, for giving us news and sports.
Tony, thank you so much, man. Steve, how come you don't give me any Tony's Pizza in the morning? You know, I mean, you still got breakfast you're supposed to get us.
I don't like microwaving it, man. I like to cook it in the oven.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Why don't you bring your oven to work? Well, come on. I mean, where's the dedication?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. My bad.
Yeah.
I'll bring it tomorrow.
Thanks, buddy. Well, Steve, we were on a flight, and apparently the wrong flight. You know, we really didn't get any entertainment on our flight. I mean, they give you those little players, but I want to see passenger entertainment.
Oh, absolutely. I love the few times I've seen, like, passengers get annoying. I find it very entertaining.
Yeah, that's why we should have been on this flight from Baltimore to Atlanta. We were close. We were going to Atlanta, but we need to be on the Baltimore flight. There was a passenger, and she was caught on camera getting into a shouting match with a flight attendant over plastic cups.
Dude, I listened to this, and there's a part during this that's going to bring you to tears, man, because there's a guy who's just out of the blue. I think he's the guy who's filming it. Finally just gets annoyed and basically tells the cup lady to shut the F up.
Oh, I love this.
It's awesome.
So this video was first posted on YouTube back in March, but it's finally surfaced on Reddit this week.
All you're doing right now is holding up and having 2 plastic cups. This is all about 2 plastic cups.
I'm just going to
keep
the 2 plastic cups.
You were not.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Just sit down.
Sit down. Yeah.
Sit in your blanket and see.
Yeah. Sit down, lady. 2 cups. Yeah, 2 girls, 2 cups. See, there's no argument when there's only 1 cup.
That's the problem.
That's the thing.
They should show her that video to shut her up.
That's the thing. It's like, you only need 1 cup. I'll show you 2 girls why you only need 1 cup.
Yeah. That would be great punishment. If you're bothering people, put them in a room and make them watch the 2 girls, 1 cup and render them silent.
Oh, I'd be afraid I'd be thrown in that room a lot. All right. And I don't like that video.
I don't get why she was so pissed off about.
Yeah, I don't understand the 2 cup thing. I'm not sure what the problem is. Did she have 2 different beverages? Did she want an ice cup and then a regular? I mean, how many? You only have so much room in that tray. What are you going to do with all them cups?
Do people just are. I think it's just because people just have this mentality that they're being ripped off.
Ooh, good
on
call.
A plane, no matter, you know, with all the, I mean, I get it. I mean, spending all that money just to, you know, check in a bag and doing all this crazy crap. It's like, you just feel like they're trying to milk you for everything. So probably in her head, she's like, damn it, I'm not letting them milk me for this. Yeah. I want my 2 plastic cups.
I want my cups.
Yeah. Right, so we almost saw a little bit of an incident on the way back because we were on one of those small planes. And so they only had so much. It was from Portland to Seattle. And I remember they were going through the aisles and they're like, all we have is water and apple juice.
Yeah.
And the lady near us, she's like, I'd like a Diet Coke. And she's like, water and apple juice. I want a Diet Coke.
Yeah. Well.
Water and apple juice. And then she's like, can I get a cup of ice? We don't have any ice, which I thought was odd.
Yeah. But I asked that ice question too.
Oh, that was you. Okay. Yeah. I remember somebody asking for the ice as well.
Yeah. I said, I want ice. And they were like, look, pal, water and apple juice. We don't got that. And I'm like, all right, well, I want my 2 cups then. Where the hell are my 2 cups?
Just sit down.
Yeah. All right. No ice, no 2 cups. What?
Yeah. And you're standing up to argue?
Yeah, that's hysterical. Yeah. Because if you stand up, they can't take off. I don't even know if they're in the air or what the hell was going on, but he would say, sit down. All right. As you know, Kevin Smith, a friend of our show, movie director, and boy, Kevin Smith, his response to this troll who was trolling his daughter, actress Harley Quinn Smith, man, oh, man. I don't think I could be as gracious as he was. I mean, because somebody put up an evil, really, really just mean tweet to his daughter. And
there's a comment on Instagram.
It was Instagram. Thank you. Yeah. So, and she's still a teenager. You know, granted she's an actor and she's been in stuff, but still, she's still somebody's kid. And we just, man, the poster said to her, quote, "You're ugly as S. You're cancer, and I sincerely hope that you end up like Lindsay Lohan and dead," which Lindsay's still alive.
So yeah, it's a very weird comment.
Does he want her to so go through life like Lindsay Lohan and have a bunch of successful movies, a little rehab issue, and then die? Okay.
I saw it also. I mean, he took some shots at Kevin for his movie.
Yoga Hosers, yeah.
Right, but I mean, what has his daughter done that's really upset somebody to the point where they need to write that?
Maybe she's in the movie. Maybe he doesn't like her acting chops. I don't know.
But
again, when you're that miserable or you're that much of a douche that, you know what, this is where my power comes from. I'm going to troll somebody.
It might not even matter what he's saying. He's just saying it to get a reaction.
So calling her ugly as S, that she's a cancer, and he sincerely hopes that she ends up like Lindsay Lohan and dead. This is somebody, Kevin Smith saw this.
It's weird because that was the exact same words I heard from my mom in the last voicemail she sent me.
Oh, really? Same thing?
Yeah, I forgot to save it.
Steven, I hope you end up like Lindsay Lohan, you cancer.
You're Hi, Steven, it's Mommy. How you doing there?
How you doing there? Oh, by the way, you're ugly as S. You're a cancer.
Still my little peanut head.
Yeah. So here's Kevin's response. And I don't think in my life I'll ever have a response like this if somebody is this mean to one of my kids. He says, quote, "Here's a nickel's worth of free advice for folks like this troll. If you hate me or my kid this much, the better use of your time is to make your dreams come true instead of slamming others for doing the same. The best revenge is living insanely well. So if you want to get back at a 17-year-old girl for the grievous crime of enjoying her life, the best way to do it is to succeed in your own existence." And I guess, Harley Quinn, she just laughed the whole thing off. You know,
that's the best way to handle it. I feel like Kevin, from the last interview and just over the last few times we've talked to him, he's always been a very smart man. But he seems even more enlightened. Like, he's just kind of like a little bit more like, maybe it's the pot that he's smoking. Yeah. I don't know. But, like, that's a great response. Although, you know, that guy's not going to take that advice. It's a lot easier just to be miserable and spew miserable thoughts than to actually put effort into succeeding in life.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That guy is not going to do anything. Hopefully that guy goes and talks to somebody so he can turn his life around, because that's your time you're spending. You're going on the internet saying hateful things about people.
Here's the problem. I think I would not be surprised if the person who wrote that is actually a pretty okay person. Like, you know what I mean? Like, normal when you meet them, doesn't come off that way. But the beauty of hiding behind a keyboard, and some people enjoy being a troll, Rev, they do that just to get a response. So Kevin, by responding, accomplished the goal for that guy.
That's the thing. You know, I've talked with Rev about this, man, and the idea that Rev's a halfway decent guy, but he does love to troll people, whether it be with his gas or whether it be when he was used to play a lot of his online games, the MMORPGs. He'd go online, and he'd find pleasure in knowing that he's causing somebody pain.
It's true, but I've kind of cooled off of it. I tried just to poke fun at people without really, you know, being uber mean like a lot of the trolls are now.
Oh, so you're like the Gandhi of trolls now.
Yeah, peaceful trolling.
Gandhi troll.
I like to poke fun.
Yeah, but I'm not calling people S-heads or telling them to die of cancer or anything
like that.
What
are you doing there, Mr. Gandhi of trolling? What are you doing, Gandhi troll? What's your idea of poking fun? What do you say to someone?
Well, maybe I make fun of the fact they look like serial killers or they have a terrible wig.
Yeah, that would be me. Yep.
Yeah.
I've been the victim of that.
Just, you know, little things like that.
Keeps calling me Ridgeway. It's not my fault I look like that guy or that guy looks like me.
One or the other. But yeah, that's just it. I try not to be too negative on those. Just have fun with it.
Yeah, sure. What a nice troll you
are. Sweetheart.
Yeah. The younger Rev, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, this is Gandhi troll.
Yeah. Well, yesterday our boy Steve here, he wasn't able to get this one right.
What pop star sang with Will.i.am in the hit single Scream and Shout?
Is that Justin Timberlake?
No.
Fergie?
No.
Michael Jackson?
No. What?
You know, normally I'd be like, wow, Steve, you know everything, but I think you're proud that you didn't know that one.
Yeah, I even forgot what the answer is.
Oh, you still... Hey, you could ask that question again today, Rev.
Good.
For the rest of you, the answer is Britney Spears, but don't tell Steve.
Yeah, you have a shot at beating Steve.
206. I heard that.
You heard that? Yeah. Wow, look at you. You got super ears. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Beat Migs. We're going to play it at 648 after Steve's favorite song on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.